The ETS just works on price, and people don't need to know what it is behind the prices that they're facing when they go to buy another ton of coal for their boiler, or when they're thinking about the cost of petrol versus electricity when they're considering their next vehicle purchase. People don't need to know what's driving the price changes. All that matters is that prices are being influenced by the ETS in proportion to the emissions content of a product or service. So another interesting thing is that people themselves may not even realize they're changing their behavior. The counterfact, the no ETS counterfactual, may be invisible even to themselves. I can imagine somebody who, you know, catches the bus 3 days a week, who almost without noticing catches the bus an extra day a month every now and then, unknown to them, in response to changes in petrol prices and cost of electricity, etc. All these alternatives bouncing around, that it's quietly changing behavior, possibly in ways that people don't even realize. So it's a subtle system, but these subtleties and the lack of visibility of the ETS really has nothing to do with the question of whether the ETS works.